We are on Pei Bei's Amud Aleph. We are 10 lines from the top. It's not really a new conversation, but a newish conversation. So it says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Nishmed Levi. Shmuel says in the name of Levi, Kol Nedarim Bal Mefer Liishto, Chutz Min Hanasi Aploni, She'enim Mefer. So, all Nidarim, a husband can be Mefer for his wife, except, and we'll see, that's not really, doesn't really mean Kol Nedarim anyways. Look at the Ran right across the way where we are. V'hu Dahavu Nidra Inu Nefesh. I mean, obviously we've said, we've already established that the types of Nidarim that a husband can be Mefer for his wife are the type that if they are, you know, inflict some type of discomfort on her. Okay, but as long as they are in Nidra Inu Nefesh, so he can be Mefer all of these Nidarim. Chutz, except Min Hana'asi Aploni. Unless she says, my benefit should be forbidden to some other person, She'enu Mefer, that he can't be Mefer. Why can't he be Mefer in such a case? Says the Rav, Hana'asi Chutz Min Hana'asi Aploni, Jaha Lo Havi La Inu Nefesh. Because she's saying, I can't give benefit to that person. That's not a Inu Nefesh to her, right? Maybe an Inu Nefesh to somebody else, but it's not Inu Nefesh. She's saying she can't give benefit to someone else, right? Avahanas ploni alai mefer. But if she says, I can't get benefit from the following person, so that he can be mefer. Why is that? Says the Ran. Avahanas ploni alai mefer. The kevin de isba Inu Nefesh, afapi shelo nadra ela me'acher yafer. Right? So there, it does have Inu Nefesh, because she's saying she can't get benefit from a particular person. That person is going to try to give her benefit. She can't get it. So that could involve some type of Inu Nefesh. And therefore, he can be made for such a case. Fine. So it sounds like any case of Inu Nefesh, he can be made for, unless it's basically Inu Nefesh of somebody else. Right? But it's not her Inu Nefesh. Okay. So Gemara's not thrilled about this statement of Shmuel and tries to attack him. We'll see. So Tanan. So we have a Mishnah, our Mishnah. Peiros Medina Zualai Yavila Medina Acheres. We said if she says, I can't get any Peiros, you know, I can't get any oranges from Florida, right? That's what she says, right? So we don't say he can be made for the nether. Rather we say, I'll get oranges from Israel, whatever, I don't know. You can get oranges from somebody else, right? You can get the Peiros from a different place. And we don't, but meaning, we don't say he can be made for such a nether because there's other ways to get that benefit. Ah, that seems to be a kasha on what Shmuel just said. Look at the Ran. Yav Medina Acheres, Ava Peiros Osim Medina Mitzriela. But the Peiros of that place, the Florida oranges, would be Yasutar. Ve'eni Yachal Afer, and he can't even be made for them, right? Ve'kol Shekein Ba'omeres Hanas Ploni Alai She'eni Yachal Afer. I mean, if we say that when she says, I can't get, I will not get any benefit from oranges from Florida, we say, okay, there's not a reason to allow him to be Mayfair because she can get oranges from somebody else, from somewhere else, right? So if that's true, so certainly when she says, I can't get benefit from Josh, so we say, okay, she can get benefit from Shmuel, she can get benefit from Shmendrick, whatever. So why should we allow the Hafar in such a case if our Mishnah seems to, Shmuel's statement seems to be contradicted by our Mishnah? Fine. So answer the Gemara. So Amar Rav Yosef de ka Amra Shetavi. No, the case of the Mishnah was not where she says that Peiros Medina Zu Alai. She says if he's gonna bring Peiros Alai, right? Look at Rashi, look at the Ran. Deka Amra Shetaviot Shetavi Ata Kigon. Deka Amra Peiros Medina Zu Alai Im Tavia Ata. Right, she says to whoever it is, her husband, somebody else, that these Peiros are forbidden if you bring them to me, right? Avakashi Yiviyim Acher Lo Asar Tamala. But if someone else bring them, she's not gonna answer them. Right, so meaning the case of the Mishnah where we say you're not allowed to, you can't do hafar. Why is that? Because there's a takana on both. Right, there's a takana on those peros, and meaning There's a takana on those peros, right, from that place, right, as long as someone else brings them, right? So she can still, in the case of our Mishnah, where we say that, you know, Medina Zoo, she says Medina Zoo, peros Medina Zoo, we say, don't be made fair, let bring it from a different place, right? So the reason that doesn't work is because you could, you know, again, someone else can bring them from the same place. But that's less restrictive, I guess, in a certain sense, than the idea of you know, Hanas Ploni Alai, which is no takana. I can never get from that person, right? I can get from in the case of the Medina Zoo, I only ask them if this person brings them. But if someone else brings them, I can still get it from the same place. So it's a takana even for the thing that I said. But if I say Hanas Ploni Alai, I can never get Hana from Ploni. There's no way for me to get Hana from in any other fashion. Fine. Okay. So that's the answer to that problem. Okay. But there's more problems. Back to the Gemara. Tashma, peros chanvani ze alai in yochalavir, right? If I say I'm only going to get oranges, I can't get any oranges from ShopRite, right? So again, we said the mission says you can't be made for such a case. Why not? So the presumption was you can get them somewhere else, right? So in the Gemara, no, hachanami teka amr shetaviyata. Same thing, right? The reason why we were more machmir, if you want to say that we don't allow hafara in such a case, again, was the case must be that she said, no, I can't eat from ShopRite if you bring them from ShopRite. But again, if someone else would bring them from ShopRite, it'd be fine. So again, you have there's a way around it. She could still get that general benefit, and therefore that we don't allow hafara in such a case because she has other ways of getting that same exact benefit. Okay. Fine. So the problem with that is, what about the continuation of the Mishnah? The continuation says the following, Lo haisa parnasa so elami menu. Right? What if we said if the guy only gets, you know, he's only able to get fruit from that one store, right? So hare ze yafir. So then we said it's allowed, right? Then we allowed the hafar. If he amr to ka amr shetavi ata amay afer, right? Again, the case that the mission, the last case, that third case, the mission pointed out was that it's very specific, right? It's only, you can only get it from that person, right? And in that case, you said, fine, then you can be made for. But if you just told me, right, the case is, shetaviyata, and that was the case, it's not going to work, right? Because the whole point is that has nothing to do with who brings it. It's specific. If it's only from that person, so fine, then you can allow afar. Why? I never said that I can't get benefit from the khamani. I just said I can't get it if you bring it to me. Right, so but you see from that statement of the Mishnah that the other cases clearly weren't talking about that. We're talking about a case where you only asked the messenger, right? If it's coming through that specific messenger, right? That specific person bringing it to you, right? Right? And if you say it's only asked if a particular person brings it to me, then there'd be no reason to be, oh, okay, now you can be made for because you only get from that specific person. No. You still can get from that specific chanvani because you can just get it from somebody else. So that must not be the case. So elamidisefa lo maisibal havirisha dekamaisihi. So the fact that the last case is not a case where she specifically said it's only us or if you, my husband, bring it for me. So it must be the other cases weren't specific. And again, why? Because the mission didn't say any of those cases, right? So if the last case of the mission has nothing to do with a specific person bringing it to you, so then the other cases where it also didn't specify also shouldn't be cases where it's a specific person who's bringing it to you. Fine. Oh, so now all of our answers to the Kasha and Shmuel are upended and I'm stuck. So that's not going to work. So fine. So rather, try again. So again, let's try again to answer how do we deal with Shmuel's statement that kol nedarim ba'al meifel yishtal chutz min hanas ploni hanas yal ploni. How do you answer this question? How do you deal with that statement when you have the problems that we have from Aramish? So fine, so let's try again. So Ella, Risha e Yachala Hafer, Vitikamaisahi. Okay, so rather what's the case? It is true. The original case was you can't be made fair. Again, our Mishnah. She says, you know, Peros Medina Zoo, Alai, Arasar. We said in that case you can't be made fair, right? And Kamaisahi. And the case is that she's bringing it herself. It doesn't mean that she's only if her husband, you know, brings it for her. Okay. So how are we gonna, so what about the problem? Isn't this contradict Shmuel? No problem. Umasnisi Rabbi Yosi. Right, now Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yosi. The Amr of Huna, Kula Pirkim Rabbi Yosi. Because Rabbi Huna said that this entire parak is all Rabbi Yosi. Umayin Yachal HaAfer, right? And if that's true, and so what does it supposed to mean that you can't be made for in such cases, right? Mishum Ino Nefesh Ava Mefer Nedarim Shebeina Lebeina. Right? And Rabbi Yossi, what we said before, we mentioned Rabbi Yossi earlier, right? Which is that he, when he says Ein Yachal HaAfer, he doesn't actually mean he can't be made for. What he means is this wouldn't work in terms of you want to define these cases as Ino Nefesh. It's not Ino Nefesh, according to Rabbi Yossi. Right, but in terms of the Nedarim Shebeina Lebeina, they are, and that's why it would be permissible, and therefore again, it's sort of like on a technicality we're able to explain why the statement of Shmuel and our Mishnah are not contradictory because they're basically different authors, and therefore it's not a problem. Just take a look at the Ran at the bottom of Pei Beis Amud Aleph. He writes, "Ela Reisha in Yachal HaHafir v'Tikamaisa Hi Klomar in Vaday Kushta Tikamris the Reisha Mitukav Bisha Asra Aleha Peiros of Shaosu Chamani Afilu Kitishivit Kishetiviyem Hi." Right, it's true. Right, our Mishnah is a case where she asks the Peiros of that specific store, and even if she brings them herself, Umi Lokash LeShmuel, but it's not a question on Shmuel from our Mishnah. Why the Masnis and Kula Rabbi Yosi Hi? Rabbi Yosi Ein Hachanami. The ain't a yachal hafer, because Rabbi Yosef would still agree that you can't be made for. Why? Mishum nidra in nefesh. Ushmuel the amar mefer. And Shmuel, who's the one who holds you can be made for in those cases. Why is that? Stama that feel mishum in nefesh mash make rabbanon to rely. Right. So he holds like the rabbanon. So basically, you, if you want to, the best way sometimes to manage a contradiction is not to say explain the case differently. Just explain that there's different opinions. And so it's fine. That's how the Gemara deals with that. That's dear. Okay. Fine. Continues the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Meshmul. Nadra Mishtek Yikaros. Ba'achas Misane. Ba'achas Ein Misane. So, Yehuda says name Meshmul. She takes a nether. She takes a nether that she can't eat. She's forbidden to get benefit from two loaves of bread. From one of the loaves of bread, it's really taka in your nefesh, right? She is delicious, right? And but the other one, it's not such an inner nefesh, doesn't bother her so much. Take a look at the round 1, 2, 3, 5 lines down in the very wide lines, right in the middle of the page. Amr Yehudah Meshmul Nidra Mishteki Karos Kegon Da Amr Shteki Karos Elo Alai. She says these two loaves of bread are forbidden to me. Ba'achas Misane Shehi Pas Nakia. Right, one of them is beautiful, fine flour, it's great, it's excellent, best challah you've ever had. Right, but achas ein misana, but one of them is not so bad. Right, she pas ki kibar. Right, it's very coarse, not good nice bread. Mitoch shu mefer the misana mipnei she yesh ba inay nefesh mefer she ein misana. Okay, so this is what we're going to talk about. So let's go back to the Gemara for a second. So Amr Yehuda Meshmul is Nidrin Mishteki Karos Ba'achas Ba'anam Z'achas Eni Misana Mitok Shu Meifel Misana Meifel She'eni Misana. So the Yehuda says in Meshmul that in that situation, she only one of them is a case of Vinay Nefesh. So the one that's a case of Vinay Nefesh, he should be able to be made for, right? Because she's really painting herself, right? So he says, well, she took a nether on both. So if I knock out the nether in terms of Vinay Nefesh, I can also knock out the nether that wasn't about Inyan Nefesh. So you can also knock out the nether on the bread that she doesn't like so much. Rav Asi, I'm Rav Yochanan. Meifel Misana, ve'ein meifel she'ein Misana. And Rav Asi says, Rav Yochanan, no, not so fast. The types of nedarim you can be made for are the types that are Inyan Nefesh. So the part of this nether that is Inyan Nefesh, dahinu, the delicious bread, so that's the one you can be made for, but the one that's not, you can't touch that one. You can't have any impact on it, because that's not a situation of Inyan Nefesh. Go back on the Ran just for a second. So we said, the Ran said, Mitoshu Meifel Misana Mipnei She Yesh Ba Inyan Nefesh Meifel She'ein Misana Af Api She'ein Ba Inyan Nefesh The Kevin the Shen Davar Achila Meifel She'ein Misana Begrara De Misana Afilu Hefer Stam Kol HaNeder Mufar. Right? So the point being, because of the concept known as Gerara, that basically one follows the other. You made a statement to be made for whatever statement she made. So she schlepped the second loaf of bread along with the first loaf of bread. So you make one statement to be made for the whole thing. It should knock out the whole thing. Rav Asi, I'm Rav Yochanan, made for the misana, ve'ein made for the she'ein misana. He says, no, sorry.
You can only be made for the one that's in a nefesh, but not the one that's not in a nefesh. Why? Mishum de leis lehach grara. He doesn't hold from the same type of this idea of grara. Hilkach, grara just means literally to schlep, to pull along, right? To be gorer, so like pull along. Hilkach afilo hefer beferish limis on it. Therefore, even if he specifically was being made for specifically for the in a nefesh, of the amis ana, or for, sorry, the misana ve'enim amis ana. He says specifically, I want to be made for both of them. Ena mufar the she amis ana kach perishu rabbi say. He doesn't like them. Lora isla echamehem begrara d'shmuel tamla. He goes, they don't really explain why this works, according to Shmuel. But he wants to say a whole long explanation of what this machlokas is about. Right, just like look for a second. Ve'nira nira be'enai d'shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan b'hachi pligi. What they're really arguing about the following: we should the kraksiv v'isha yifirenu, right? Isha yifirenu, her husband can be mefer. Umafkinan mehay krol akaman the tzarech habal she afer kol haneder the yifirenu kule mashma. Right? The implication that she can be mefer, that the husband has to be able to be made for the whole thing, right? V'imhafer miktsaso, and if he goes down and is mefer only some of it, afilu masha hefer ene mufar. That's not going to work. I mean, even the small amount, right, whatever he was made for, that doesn't work. Shekach hi ikir agirsa, but he shmaitz it l'kamen. Kumoshe nitav alei b'siyad l'shmaitz. I'll write more about that later. But b'shumachi ka'amar, the kevin shenadra b'shtei kikaros, that's what he says. Since she took a neder on both kikaros, harei hein k'neder echad, becomes like one neder. Right? V'yefshel olahaf yelach hatzai. You can't be made for only half, right? If you read uksiv, right? Mishum hachi mitoch shu tzarich lahafer v'yochel lahafer lemisana mishum yinei nefesh mipleik mefer gam kein l'she'en misana. And the point being that one of the arguments is since you can't be mefer half do half a hafara, so what does that mean? One of the argument is so you can do none. The other argument is no. Since it works for half, it works for the whole thing. And so since you know one of the loaves of bread was really yinei nefesh, so then the whole hafara works. Right, the yamers lo matzi mefer nimsi sha'afa for us lemisane no klum. Because if you can say that it doesn't work for half, well, I got a problem for you. You can't do hafara lechatzai. You can't do half a hafara. If you can't do half a hafara, then I shouldn't be able to do any hafara. But Yehuda Shmuel is clearly telling me that the hafara works for half, right? For one of them, how can that be? Right, became the rachmana yayiv le rishusa lahafer the darim sheyesh by yehedin nefesh al korch hamefer afesh enim misana. So if the Torah is allowing a hafara in a case where it's there's dinei nefesh, so it must be also allowing when it's not such a dinei nefesh, right? The misana b'she'ei misana talya, fine. Right, v'i amres lo matzi mefer ikar dinei nefesh, and if you don't allow it at all, so then she's gonna be left with dinei nefesh, which is exactly what the Torah tells me I'm allowed to be mefer. So how do you understand that? Fine. So that's what he explains. Rav Asi amr Rav Yochanan mefer l'misana ve'ein mefer l'mash ein misana disfilei the nehidi ferenu amarachmana the mash bekulei. So how does Rav Asi answer? He says, I know the Torah does say that yifirenu, right, which does imply you have to be made for the whole neder velo palge, not half of it. Hanu lo mar shetzarach lahafer kol haneder shu yachol lahafer, right? So that no problem. What do you mean you have to be made for the whole thing? You have to be made for the whole thing that you're able to be made for, right? If you read it, the crud, I eat a nefesh guy. Because if you read it, means on the thing that's causing pain, right? The Hilgach, kol shahifer, kol masha yeshbo, eat a nefesh, bahachi sagi v'yifrena krina bay. And we shumachi, made for the misana ve, made for the shedi misana. Fine. So the point is, he explains that there's this discussion about, I can't be made for lechatzayin. We're going to actually see this later. I can't be made for only half. So how do you understand that? If I can't be made for half, and half and half is in a nefesh, half is not in a nefesh, so what do you say? You could say, no problem. If I'm able to be made for half of it, so the other half schleps along, and I can be made for the whole thing. Or do you say, no, as long as you're made for the whole thing that you're able to be made for, that's not considered half, and therefore you talk hadu, you're only made for the ones that you're able to be made for. Fine. So that's how the Rana explains this. Machlokas between Yehuda Mishmuel and Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan. Fine. But now the Gemara has a different way of reading this machlokas. V'ikadam, right? And some say differently. By minei Rav Asi mirav Yochanan. Rav Asi actually asked Rav Yochanan. Nadra mishtei kikaros ba'achas misana ba'achas and misana mahu. Right? What happens in a situation where she took a neder from mishtei kikaros, one, again,
causes her pain to stay away from him. One doesn't bother her. So Amalei may for the misana, may for the shame misana, and Rav Yochanan answered Rav Asi that this is what we do. That she can be, he can be Mayfair, the one that causes Yidu Nefesh, but he can't be Mayfair for the one that that doesn't cause Yidu Nefesh. Fine. So this is a different way of, you know, the different way of quoting the Shita of Rav Yochanan. Fine. So let's just see the next question. The Gemara from Sefi. So Esvet, Gemara wants to attack this. Ha'isha Shenadra Benazir Bahaisa Shosa Yayin Umitama Lamesa. So say a woman took a neder. She took a neder to become a nazir. And fine. And what happened when she took a neder to become a nazir? Then right away she goes ahead. If you like this idea of nazir, you're going to be excited for that. So that's my sound. So getting ready. So she takes a neder to become a nazir. And right away she goes ahead. She's drinking wine. She's becoming tamalames. Like, right? What is happening here? So what happens? Harezu sofeket tisarbaim. So she has to get malchus. Right? She gets malchus for violating her nether. Okay. Hey for la bala. But what if her husband, she made a nether to become a nazir and her husband was Mayfair. Vihi lo yada shehefer la. And she didn't know that he was Mayfair for her. Vahaisa shosa yayin betamil mason. And she was going ahead and drinking wine and becoming tamil mace. Ain't no stuff against the Zabrahim. So then she doesn't get malchus. Why not? Because she doesn't know it, but she wasn't doing anything else there. Right? Because her husband was made for the nether. Okay. V Amrist may for the misana, may for the shame misana. And if you want to tell me this idea of Yochanan that I can go ahead and be made for that when I do a hafara, I only made for the inner nefesh part, but not the part that's not inner nefesh. Dilma min yayin de isla tsara hefela, umin hartzan umin zag lo hefela. Maybe the only thing he was, you know, took, you know, was made for her was her the nice wine. But from whatever other great products that are not so delicious, and she finds gross, right? So that's not really going to be. He wasn't made for love because she didn't care about that, right? The halo is tzara, right? And v'tis v'gesa arbaim. In which case, she should still get malchus, right? So if you're telling me that I can't, bifurcate the hafara. Right, you can bifurcate the hafara. If you tell me it's possible, only thing that's in a nefesh is hafara. But it's not. So why? You knocked out her naziris. I don't know. But, you know, there it could be plenty of things within the naziris that don't bother her that she's staying away from. And maybe she's just like a malchus. And clearly the mission says she doesn't get malchus. So what's going on here? So I'm Rav Yosef, a naziris lechatzayim. So Rav Yosef says, no, that's different. It's unique. Nazir is different because naziris, you can't have a naziris lechatzayim. You're either nazir or not a nazir. Right? There's no possibility of having half in his ears. Look at the Ran. Vitis Buges is our Abayim. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 lines down on the skinny, first skinny line, actually. And I'm picking him on an Aleph. Vitis Buges is our Abayim. Vim Isa da Hachihu, da Havalei, Latana Lashminan, Hach Rebusa, da Filu Hafir La Baila, Sofegas Vafilu Bazug Vachartan. And you should explain it. It's from all these different pieces because that's unique. Right? Because you just told me that I can give a Hafar just for a partial hafara. So I'm Rav Yosef, a naziris echatzayin. The kevin, the lo mishkachas naziris, shleachol af al zug vechartan, ki am rachmana yifirenu, temashma kulei, akorchen afilu al zag vechartan akamer. Meaning a person can't take a naziris. I'm only becoming a nazir from, $50 bottles of wine and up. Right? That's not something you can do. Right? That's not, that doesn't work. You become a nazir, you become a nazir for everything. So in which case, the hafara is going to be for everything also. So the Gemara is going to ask the kasha, Amalei Abaya ha korban lechatzin naziris. So ika, to ella Amalei Abaya in naziris lechatzin ve'in korban lechatzin. The implication, for whatever reason, is that the way he said this language of ein naziris lechatzin implies that somehow for a korban there would be chatzin. For the korban nazir, but the bottom line is he says, "Fine, you're right. There's not chatzan even for the naziris or for the korban." But the bottom line is that's the reason. The point is that naziris is unique, and that's why it's not a kasha on this idea that Rabbi Yochanan wanted to argue that you can be made for the misana, made for the shame misana, and we will pick up with Daf Pei Gimel next week.